We're thankful that you have brought us together again this evening.
我们感谢您今天又把我们晚上这个时间带到一起来。
And we're thankful, Lord, that the blessings of God continue to flow.
我们很高兴您的恩典始终在涌流。
We rejoice that the promises of God are not only for those to whom they were given initially, but they are to their children. And as Peter says, they are to all who are afar off.
主啊，我们感谢您的祝福不仅是临到那些本来得到您祝福的人，也临到他们的孩子，也临到像彼得说的在远处的人。
Here we are, Lord, almost 2,000 years from the day that our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, and the promises of God are still valid.
虽然现在距主耶稣钉十字架已经将近2000年了，但是您的应许依然在那里。
And we acknowledge that the circumstances of life change and the details change, but our Savior does not change and his promises do not change either.
那虽然我们现在的生活的环境不一样了，改变了我们一些很多的细节也都不一样了，但是我们的救主没有改变，他的应许也没有改变。
And so, Lord, we recognize that as the hearts of those two on the road to Emmaus burned within them, as the Lord talked to them as they were traveling, so we pray that you will speak to us right now.
主啊，就像那走向以马忤斯路上的那两个门徒一样，当主跟他们说话的时候，他们的心里就火热。主啊，盼望今天你对我们说话的时候，我们心里也像那两个门徒一样火热。
And so, Lord, each of us, with our hearts bowed before you, would say, speak to me, Lord, this evening.
主，我们今天每一个人都在你的面前屈膝敬拜，说主啊，求你今天晚上对我说话。
And we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Yes. Thank you, Harold. Tonight we'd like to look at a whole book.
今天晚上呢，我们要查整整一卷书。
And I'd like to lead you to turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. It's going to be our study tonight to give an overview of the book of Matthew.
那我们请大家翻到马太福音啊。今天我要给大家讲一下这个马太福音的总览，这个概述。
Now you might ask why I chose Matthew.
你可能会问为什么我今天会选马太福音这本书呢？这卷书呢？
Well, Matthew is one of those key books of the scriptures.
因为马太福音是圣经里面非常关键的一卷书。
It stands at right at the very beginning of the New Testament.
它是这个新约的开篇的第一卷书。
And it's a connecting link between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那它也是连接新约和旧约的这个连接的一环。
The Old Testament closes with Israel in an almost hopeless condition.
那旧约是在什么情况下结束的呢？就是在以色列人看上去是完全没有盼望的一个情况下结束的。
God had chosen one man, Abraham, out of all the families of the earth, and gave him some great promises.
那神呢，从这个地上的各家各族中呢，挑选了亚伯拉罕这一个人，然后把很伟大的一些应许赐给了他。
And Abraham believed God.
然后亚伯拉罕信神。
And God promised him that out of Abraham's descendants would come a mighty nation with kings, and they would be a blessing to the entire world.
主应许亚伯拉罕从他的后裔中会兴起一个大国，而且会有一个王 他会成为这个国和这个王会成为全民的全地的祝福。
Well, God fulfilled His promises in Israel, and He made them a great nation.
那神实现了他的应许，他使以色列人以色列这个民族成了一个大族。
And under David and Solomon, the kingdom was the most powerful on earth.
然后在大卫和所罗门王的这个时代呢，他们的这个以色列这个王国也成为当时最强大的一个王国。
But the people turned away from God.
但是呢，以色列人后来就远离神了。
And God sent them prophets, rising up early in the morning, coming to preach to the people, but they did not repent.
那神派了很多的先知给他们，从清早起来，先知就向他们说话，但是他们都不肯悔改。
And God warned them through the prophets that if they continued, He would take the kingdom from them and let the Gentiles dominate them.
那神借着先知呢，就警告他们，如果他们始终是这样不悔改的话呢，神会把他们的国度夺去，会让外邦人来辖管他们。
And that's exactly what happened.
那事情呢就是这样发生了。
The Babylonian Empire came in and took the last remnant of Israel, the tribe of Judah, into captivity.
然后巴比伦人呢来到了这个犹大地，把这个以色列国剩下的这一支啊，就是这个犹大的余民都掳到巴比伦了。
And they were after 70 years of captivity, a limited amount came back into their land, and they were allowed to build a smaller temple and continue their worship.
然后在70年被掳的时期结束以后呢，有一小群人被允许回到他们的故土，就是以色列地，然后他们在那里居住下来，然后建了一个小的圣殿，继续敬拜神。
But they would never again have complete dominion over their destiny. They would be ruled by a series of Gentile kings.
但是呢，他们从那以后就再也没有办法成为一个独立的国家，掌管自己的国度都是由后续的很多的外邦的王来统治他们。
And the Old Testament closes with a curse.
那旧约呢是以一个咒诅结束的。
It's a warning actually that the Lord will curse them if they continue. Notice.In Malachi, the last book of the Bible, if you turn to chapter 4 and turn to the very last verse of the Old Testament.
那这个咒诅呢也是一个警告，就是说如果他们持续的不悔改的话呢，他们就会被咒诅。我们现在翻到旧约的最后一卷书，马拉基书的四章的最后一节。
In verse 5, we read that, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the comingOf the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse.
我们读五节六节，马拉基书四章五节六节，看呐，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
So it's a warning that unless it's a promise and yet it's a warning. It's a promise that God is going to come again. A dreadful day of the Lord. But Elijah the prophet is going to come and he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and so on. And if they don't obey, it's going to be a curse.
那这两节呢既是一个应许又是一个咒诅。应许就是说耶和华他还会再来，在他会在那个大而可畏之日的时候来到。然后在这之前呢，他必先差遣以利亚到他们那里去，他会使父亲的心转向儿女的心转向父亲等等。若是以色列人不这样顺服，不这样做的话呢，那就会招来咒诅。所以他又是一个警告，又是一个应许。
And that was, Malachi was the last prophet sent to Israel.
那马拉基是这个最后一个派 那神派给以色列的先知。
And years, years go by, and there's one Gentile kingdom rises, and another follows it, and they all dominate the poor outcasts of Israel.
嗯，那马拉基以后呢，就一年又一年的过去，有一代又一代的，有一个又一个的外邦的王朝兴起，统治以色列。
And for 400 years, God is silent. He has not spoken through a prophet.
然后有400年的沉默期啊，神没有借着先知对以色列说过一句话。
And then suddenly, John the Baptist appears on the scene. And he begins to proclaim that the Messiah is coming.
然后突然呢，这施洗约翰就登上了历史舞台，然后他宣告，弥赛亚就要来了。
Now, the Gospel of Matthew, as I said, it stands first in the New Testament.
然后接下去马拉基书后面就是马太福音了，刚才我说过，它是新约的第一卷书。
And for us, the book of Matthew is definitely a connecting link between the prophets of Old Testament and this new dispensation of grace that we are living in at the present time.
所以马太福音呢是连接这个旧约的先知和这个我新约我们现在所生活的这个恩典时期这个新的时代的中间的这个连接的一环。
In other words, all the gospels, in fact,They are the transition from the old covenant to the new covenant.
或者说呢，整个四个福音书啊，它都是从旧约到新约之间的转换的过程，转换的时期。
Now, having mentioned the four gospels, I wanted to make a couple of comments about them.
那我们刚才提到了四福音书，我要先解释一下这四个福音书。
We have four gospels because we have four different views of the coming of the deliverer that was promised by the prophets, but for 400 years God was silent.
我们之所以有四个福音书啊，是从四个不同的角度来讲这个将要来的弥赛亚，就是在神沉默400年以后来的那位弥赛亚。
Each of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they each wrote with a very specific purpose in their in view.
那马太、马可、路加、约翰这四卷福音书啊，每一卷书都有它独特的写作的目的。
They each paint a different portrait of Jesus, the Messiah.
那他每个人呢，都给耶稣，就是弥赛亚画了一幅独特的，从他们那个角度看的那个画像。
The portrait that Matthew paints is of Jesus the King.
那马太福音给弥赛亚画的画像呢，是他是王。
We read the word kingdom 55 times in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音里面提到国度这个词啊，有55次。
We have the phrase the kingdom of heavens 32 times.
然后天国这个词呢，提到32次。
And the son of David as the title for the coming king recorded 7 times.
然后大卫的儿子啊，就是大卫的子孙，这个也提到7次，因为大卫的子孙呢，就是这个将来要来的这个王的头衔。
Now in Mark, which is the shortest gospel, it presents the Lord Jesus Christ as the servant of the Lord of God.
那马可福音呢是最短的一卷福音书，它把主呢是以一个仆人的形象展现出来的。
And one of the characteristic words there is straight away, very quickly.
那在马可福音里一个非常突出的鲜明的一个词语就是转随即马上立刻这样的词。
It's a gospel of action.
所以它是一卷行动的福音书。
And that would particularly suit the Roman mind. The Romans were men of action.
那他这个很适合这个罗马人的脾气啊口味，因为罗马人呢就是一个行动派，喜欢行动的一个人群。
And Luke, who is the only Gentile writer in the New Testament, he writes of Jesus the ideal man.
那路加福音呢，他的这个作者是一个外邦人，他在这里面呈现的是耶稣作为一个完美的人的形象。
It was written in beautiful Greek language, and so it would appeal especially to the Greek.
然后它是用非常优美的希腊文写成的，所以是希腊人读起来会非常喜欢这卷书。
The Greek philosophers, they all often thought about the ideal man, and so Luke's gospel would particularly be appealing to them.
那个希腊的哲学家啊，他们一直都在寻求的是一个完美的这个人的形象，那这个路加福音呢就能够满足他们的这个需要了，他们读起来一定是非常喜欢。
And the characteristic word in the Gospel of Luke is Son of Man.
那路加福音的一个富有它特征的一个词呢，就是人子。
Now John's Gospel presents Jesus as the eternal Son of the Father.
那约翰福音呢，给我们展现的就是耶稣是神永恒的儿子。
And it was written for all.Jew, Gentile, and the Church of God.
他是写给所有人的，写给以色列人，也写给外邦人，也写给神的教会的。
And it has a special appeal to believers.
他特别的是对信徒啊是有特别的吸引力。
And the characteristic word in John there is believe, receive.
那这个约翰福音里面的一个鲜明的一个词语呢，就是相信接受。
But as we did go back to Matthew, is the one we're going to look at tonight in a little bit greater detail.
那我们还是回到马太福音啊，这是我们今天要详细讲解的一卷书。
Matthew would appeal to the Jew.
那马太福音呢是写给犹太人的。
Over and over again, the words are that the scripture must be fulfilled in the Gospel of Matthew. We read that phrase.
在马太福音，我们常读到一句话，就是经上的话要应验。
So let's do a little run through the book of Matthew as it pertains to the coming king and presents to us the final deliverer of Israel.
现在呢我们就从头到底大致的过一下这个马太福音啊，那是我们带着一个线索呢，就是它是关于那个将要来的拯救以色列人的这个王的。
So,It opens with the genealogy of the king.
他一开始呢讲的就是这个王的家谱。
Notice chapter 1 verse 1.
注意一章一节。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Here, this would appeal especially to the Jew, because it would connect him to the very father of their race, Abraham.
那马太福音这卷书呢，特别的是受这个犹太人的欢迎，因为这卷书呢，把他们带到了他们自己共同的祖先亚伯拉罕那里起头。
There, in the genealogy that we're given, it goes right from Abraham.Through the great King David, then Solomon, right to Joseph.
那接下去的这个耶稣基督的家谱呢，是从亚伯拉罕开始，然后一直讲到大卫王，然后是所罗门王，然后最后呢一直讲到约瑟。
So this is, we might say, this is the royal genealogy.
我们可以说这个是一个王族的血脉的家谱。
God had promised Abraham that through him kings would come.
因为神曾应许亚伯拉罕说，从他的后裔里面要出一个王。
And so from David, from David on, we have a long list of kings, and it comes down to Joseph.
然后呢，在这个家谱里面，从大卫后面啊列出来的，全都是一长串的这个以色列王的名字啊，就是一直到约瑟。
Now we know that he wasn't the natural father of Jesus.
我们知道约瑟呢不是基督的亲生的父亲。
But being a foster father or adoptive, Jesus being the adoptive son of Joseph, he would be the heir to the throne of Israel.
那约瑟呢是基督的耶稣的养父啊，但是约瑟他自己呢，他是如果是这个王位传下来的话，就是应该传给他的。
Here we find Joseph, just a carpenter in Nazareth, and yet he was the lineal, direct lineal descent of King David.
那虽然表面上看约瑟就是一个拿撒勒的牧匠啊，但是从血脉上来说呢，他是大卫的这个皇族的血脉，他是直接从大卫下来的后裔。
There was a problem, however.
There was a problem?
Yes, there was a problem.
现在有一个问题。
You see, there was a curse put on the kingly line because of theunfaithfulness of the kings of Israel at the time of the Babylonian captivity. God put a curse on them.
那这里有个问题就是由于以色列人的悖逆啊，在这个王族的血脉中呢，神曾经给他们一个咒诅。
Now turn with me to Jeremiah chapter
22. 我们一起翻到耶利米书的二十二章。
In Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 30,
三十节
we read that this is Jeconiah the king, the son of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah.
这里讲到的是尼哥尼亚，耶哥尼亚，他又叫这个哥尼亚，他是约雅敬的儿子。
Verse 28, the Lord gives an assessment of this king, this ungodly king.
那在二十八节里面呢，神对这个哥尼雅这个王啊，给了他一个评价，他是一个不好的王。
He says, is this man Coniah, despised, broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure?Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah.
我们从二十八节读到三十节啊。哥尼雅这人是被轻看破坏的器皿吗？是无人喜爱的器皿吗？他和他的后裔为何被赶到不认识之地呢？地呀，地呀，地呀，当听耶和华的话。耶和华如此说，要写明这人算为无子，是平生不得亨通的，因为他后裔中再无一人得亨通，能坐在大卫的宝座上治理犹大。
So there was a curse put on the line, the royal lineThat none of the natural descendants would ever sit on the throne.
所以你看，在这个大卫这个王的王族的这个血脉里面啊，是有一个咒诅放在那里的。所以他这个天然人的这个后裔里面，没有一个人是能够坐在王的宝座上的。
Now turn to Matthew's Gospel and the genealogy in verse 12.
那现在我们再翻回马太福音一章的这个家谱里面，我们看十二节。
This, in verse 12, we read after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah, there's Jeconiah, that's the name, that's the one that the curse was put on.
我们看这个十二节讲到这个耶哥尼亚，耶哥尼亚呢就是这里说的这个哥尼亚，就是那个承受咒诅的那个人。
Then we have a list of about 13 different kings, and the curse was on each succeeding king.
嗯。You mean after verse 12?
Matthew chapter 1, verse 12.
Yeah. You mean after verse 12?
After Jeconiah, all those names, none of them could be kings.
Okay. 所以就从十二节以后，耶哥尼亚后面所提的这个每一个名字啊，他们都不能成为王，因为有这个咒诅在。
So, in reality, Joseph could not be king because there was a curse on him too.
所以呢，就是现实当中，约瑟其实也不可能成为王，因为有个咒诅在他的身上。
However, the reason the curse was on was on the descendants of Jeconiah. But the rights of the throne of David continued on that line, but none of the seed could inherit. But the Lord Jesus was not of the seed of Jeconiah. He was of the seed of David through Mary, whose traces her genealogy back to Nathan, the older son of Solomon.
也就是说呢，凡是从耶哥尼亚后面生的，就是肉身生的这个后裔呢，他都因为有咒诅不能够做王位。但是耶稣呢，他不是约瑟亲生的儿子。那耶稣呢，他是从玛利亚这一个支这一个脉这一脉呀、啊，追溯到这个大卫的另外一个儿子拿单这里，他是从那里继承的这个王位。
Actually.I not Solomon's son, David's son.
嗯，是大卫的儿子拿单，拿单和所罗门都是大卫的儿子。
So the right to the throne could be transferred through Joseph, who could not inherit himself because of the curse, but it could be transferred to his adoptive son, who was not of that line.But was still of the line of David.
那也就是说呢，从这个法理上是行得通的，就是约瑟呢，他的这个王权呢，他不能直接给他自己的儿子，但是呢，他可以给他的养子，就是他所领养的这个儿子是从玛利亚肉身所生的，也是大卫的子孙，从另外一个血脉下来的。
So the Lord Jesus then.Was the only man on earth that could rightfully claim the throne of David.
所以主耶稣是这个地上唯一一个有资格也合法的能够继承这个王位的人。
So the royal genealogy we find in Matthew, Luke records his earthly genealogy, which goes all the way back to Adam.
那所以路加福音记载这个耶稣的这个家谱呢，是按照他人的这个身份这个角度去记载的，所以一直可以追溯到亚当。
The Lord Jesus also, he's the last person in Jewish history.Whose descent from the royal line can be fully and clearly established. He's the last person, the last in Jewish history, because all the records were destroyed.
那耶稣呢，他也是这个犹太的历史上最后一个能够清楚的追溯到他的这个王族血统的这样的一个人，是最后一个，因为从他以后呢，那后面的这个家谱啊，这个记录就都毁掉了，就没有办法清楚的追溯到了，所以耶稣是最后一个。
Now all this long story, and it may be difficult to sort it all out.But what this does, it first of all, it proves the Lord Jesus Christ as the only credited King, promised King of Israel.
那我刚才说的这些啊，大家可能听着有一点这个糊涂，但是我讲的这个的目的呢，就是要证明主耶稣是这个唯一一个有资格的，有资格继承这个大卫王位的人。
And it eliminates all other challengers to the throne.
然后其他的所有对于这个王权的挑战呢，都是站不住脚的。
The Jews today, they are looking for the Messiah. But the Messiah they're looking for would have no genealogy. It's the Lord Jesus is the one that only has the authentic accreditation from history.
那今天犹太人啊，依然在等待那个弥赛亚的到来啊。他们如果在今天的这个人当中去找弥赛亚的话，是肯定不行的，因为今天的人已经不再有这个可以值得经得起推敲的这个真实的这个血统的记载了。因为主耶稣基督是最后一个能够有这个确凿的证据记载证明他是王族血脉的人。
And hidden in this genealogy is the curse, certainly, is mentioned here, but there are five instances of wonderful grace in this genealogy.
在这一段这个家谱的记载当中啊，除了隐藏了这个刚才说的这个王族血脉这个咒诅这一点以外呢，另外还记载了五个这个恩典的事件。
And attached to those instances of grace are five women's names.
那跟这个五个恩典事件直接相连的就是五个妇人的名字。
And they all appear one after the other, great like pearls on a string of great grace on the part of God through our Savior, the Lord Jesus.
那他们这五个妇人的名字啊，就像啊。 一串这个绳子上的这个五个闪亮的珍珠一样耀眼啊，就是他们反射的，就是我们的神的恩典之光。
The first is mentioned there. Her name is Tamar in verse 3.
那第一个提到的这个妇人的名字呢，就是第三节提到的塔玛。
Now Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Jacob, and she, remember, she played the harlot. But out of that union came one of the lines of the Savior himself. Great grace covered that great sin.
那他玛呢，他是犹大的儿媳妇，然后圣经也记载了他曾经做过一次妓女的事情。那但是呢，从他呢生出的这个弥赛亚，他这一支呢，将来是弥赛亚的这个血脉，这也是神极大的恩典。
The second was in verse 5. Rahab is her name.
那第二个妇人的名字呢，就是第五节说的这个喇合。
She was a Canaanite of the hated tribe of Canaanites, and she was a harlot living in that wicked city of Jericho.
那喇合呢是一个迦南人，而且呢她是一个外邦人的妓女啊，她是住在这个耶利哥城的。But
through her faith in the God of Israel, she inherits the great grace to be in the line of the great Messiah to come.
但是因着她的信心啊，她也进到了这个家谱里面去，也成为了这个。
And then we have the lovely story of Ruth, the whole book to tell her beautiful story of a Moabitess, the treacherous tribe always at war with Israel. And yet she came and her name is recorded as being the wife of Boaz.
然后呢，第三个妇人的名字就是路德，有整整一卷书《路德记》讲的就是路德的故事。他是一个摩押人，摩押呢是一直都跟以色列征战的这样的一个国家，但是呢，路德从摩押而来，但是呢，他却成为了他的后裔呢，就成为了 米赛亚的这一只血脉啊，她是波阿斯的妻子。
And then we have Bathsheba. Her name isn't mentioned, but it's very plain, the wife of Uriah. And the result of that great sin of David and Bathsheba. But out of that union came the great King Solomon.
然后第四个人呢，是拔示巴，但是这里面只提到他是乌利亚的妻子，他是和大卫呢犯了奸淫罪，但是因为他们的悔改呢，这个从他的这个这一脉里面生出了所罗门。
So these four women, great grace can be written over their lives, their faith brought them to being placed in the genealogy of the great king.
所以这四个妇人啊，在他们身上都能够写出伟大的这个恩典的故事来，也是因着他们的信心啊，他们能够记到这个米赛亚的这个家谱里面。
Now, the Spirit of God records them not to look at their sins, to recall their sins, but to record the great grace that was in their lives and how gracious God is.
那圣灵在这里面记下他四个人的名字啊，不是为了让我不是为了记载他们的罪的，而是让我们看见在他们的生命中所彰显的神的这个极大的恩典。
And way down in verse 16, we have another woman's name.
我们再看十六节啊，这里面有另外一个妇人的名字。
She was an entirely different character.
那她的这个人物呢，就完全不同了。
There is no sin attached to her name.
那在她的名下没有任何的罪跟她相关。
She was a very pure virgin of Israel.
那她是以色列的一个纯洁的处女啊。
She was blessed among women, is what the Spirit of God says.
然后圣经里面圣灵说她是这个众妇人当中蒙大福的。
But all her life, Mary had to bear the stigma of the fact that her firstborn son did not have an earthly father.
但是玛利亚的一生啊，都要背负一个污点呢，就是她的头生的儿子啊，是没有一个地上的父亲的这样的一个污点。
So she's included with the five, and great grace must have been given to her to bear that shame throughout her life.
所以呢玛利亚身上呢也承受了神极大的恩典，才能够让她的一生啊都能够承受得住这样的羞辱。
But each of those women, they played a very important part in the line of the promise from Abraham to the birth of the Savior, the King of Kings.
那这五个妇人呢在这个从亚伯拉罕一直到弥赛亚，就是耶稣基督这一个血脉当中呢，都扮演了极其重要的角色。
So let's go and move on. We must move on through the book now rapidly and just do an overview of this important book.
那我们现在可能得加快一点速度了。我们从头到底把这卷书啊，这么重要的一卷书都理一下。
And so we have the birth from Chapter 1, verse 18 to the end of the chapter, we have the birth of the Lord Jesus.
然后从一章的十八节啊，一直到这一章结束啊，讲的就是主耶稣基督的诞生。
And then in chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, we read about the Gentiles coming to the king.
然后呢，在二章的一节到十二节，我们讲的看到的是一些外邦人呢来到王这里。
You remember that through the promise made to Abraham that all the nations of the earth would be blessed.
大家都记得神曾经给亚伯拉罕一个应许，就是要借着他万国都要得福。
And when they came, in a miraculous way, they found their way to the city of the great king, Jerusalem.
然后呢，他们是用这种神迹的方式被带领啊，就是一颗星星被带领，然后就来到了这个这个王所在的应该这个城啊，就是耶路撒冷。
And what was their purpose to come?
他们来的目的是什么呢？
We read that in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. We read that now after Jesus. Oh, I better let you translate that first.
我们那个读一下那个二章的一节和二节，这时候耶稣基督已经降生了。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
马太的二章一节和二节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
This is a picture of the wise men from all, in the future time. They're going to come up to Jerusalem to worship. But these menThey were as a result of the promise made through Abraham that all the nations of the earth would be blessed. These men came to worship the king.
那当然这个场景呢也是预表了将来这个东方世界各地的人啊都会来到这个耶路撒冷敬拜主。但是同时呢也告诉我们就是从亚伯拉罕以来的这个应许啊就是外邦人都要借着亚伯拉罕的后裔得福这件事情也在这里显明出来了。
And then in chapter 2 verses 13 to verse 23, we see that the king is preserved.
然后我们在这个二章的十三节啊到这个二十三节我们可以看到就是这个王啊就是这个真正的犹太人的王他被保护起来。
Now the wise men from the east, they weren't the only ones that knew that the king of Israel had been born.
这几个东方来的博士呢，他们是唯一知道就是这个犹太的王降生的这样的人。
Satan, the enemy of God, and the ruler of this world, he would not want.The king of kings to come in and to take his dominion from him.
刚说的不对啊，就是这东方的博士不是唯一知道以色列人王降生的人，还有撒旦，就是这个今世的这个王，他也知道，所以他是不能允许这个万王之王降生的，他一定要除掉他。
And scripture reveals also that behind rulers, some rulers and kings,The evil one is giving them his power. And in this case, Herod, the king, tries, prompted no doubt by Satan, tries to eliminate the threat of another king taking his place.
所以在历史上我们可以看到很多时候一些邪恶的统治者啊他与以色列人为敌和与这个米赛亚的为敌呢都是背后都有这个恶者就是这个魔鬼撒旦的这个力量在操纵那在这个例子里面呢就是这个希律王他就是被这个邪灵怎么说是这个恶者所操纵啊他一定要他不能允许再出一个王和他竞争他一定要除掉他。
So Herod gives the order to kill all the babies around Bethlehem.2 years old and younger.
所以希律下令啊，把这个伯利恒两岁以里的婴儿全部都杀掉了。
So the king is preserved because the Lord gives Joseph a dream and tells him to escape to Egypt to get away from the wrath of the king.
但是我们这个犹太的真正的王啊就是耶稣基督他被保守下来了就是在梦中有天使告诉约瑟要逃到埃及去他就逃到埃及去了带着孩子。
And then years go by and the Lord Jesus grows up in Nazareth where they return from Egypt.
然后呢，他们过了一些年，他们就从埃及回到了拿撒勒，主耶稣就在那里长大。
And now it's the time for the Lord Jesus to come out of the private ministry that he has had at home with Mary and the family, and to come out now into his public ministry that the Father has given him.
嗯，那他在长大这个过程中呢，他是单独的跟约瑟玛利亚这一家生活在一起，他的服侍呢也都是私下的。那现在呢，时间到了，他要公开出来公开服侍了。
And so, first of all, there is the preparation for the coming king, and that is by the forerunner, John the Baptist.
嗯，但是为了这个预备这个王啊，他的这个将要到的王来呢，要有一个预备的人，所以就是有一个先锋，就是施洗约翰为他预备道路。
So all the great persons in the ancient past in the East used to have forerunners to go ahead and announce that they are coming, so that people can get ready to give them a proper greeting.
嗯，所以在中东古代中东的这个习俗就是这样，有重要人物要莅临的时候啊，都是有这个先锋在前面宣告这个消息，然后呼喊，让人们能够做好准备来欢迎这个王，欢迎这个重要的人物。
So chapter 2 and verse 3, we read that John begins by saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then he mentions, "For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah," so on and so on.
嗯，我们再看三章的二节，他说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路等等。
And so when the Lord Jesus comes to him, as he's baptizing those that have repented in Israel, Jesus comes and the forerunner anoints and baptizes the Lord Jesus, he baptizes the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit anoints this, the King of Israel.
然后当施洗约翰啊，在给这些悔改的人施洗的时候，主耶稣基督也来了，然后施洗约翰就给他施洗，同时呢，圣灵也高抹了他，告诉他高抹了他，使他成为这个让人们能够认出他是弥赛亚。
Every king, you notice in the Old Testament, was anointed with oil from either a prophet or some delegate of God.
那我们知道在旧约的时候，所有的以色列王呢，他们都是被高抹的，有的时候是被先知高抹，有的是被其他神所授权的人高抹的。
But the Lord Jesus was not anointed by John the Baptist. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit, by the Father sending the Holy Spirit there in verse 16 of chapter 3.
但是主耶稣呢，他不是被施洗约翰高抹的，他是被圣灵高抹的，是神差下圣灵来高抹他的，这是在三章的十六节里面记载的。
Now, immediately that he begins his ministry, his public ministry, he is confronted by his arch enemy.
但是他刚刚开始这个出来这个公开的服侍了以后呢，他这个敌人呢就来找上门来了。
So in chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, we have him tested.
然后在四章的1到11节啊，就是看到主耶稣基督被试探了。
And notice one of the ways that Satan tests him, one of the tests, verse 8.
我们来特别注意一下第八节啊，看这个魔鬼三次试探当中的其中的一个试探。
It says, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me."
八节和九节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
But here the Lord Jesus overcomes the tempter because he refuses to gain the kingdom in any way except God's plan for him.
嗯，但是主耶稣在这里胜过了他的试探者，因为他拒绝啊，从这个从神那里承受这个国度以外其他的方式承受国度。
And then he begins his public ministry, and he begins to preach and announce the kingdom. There in verse 17 of chapter 44.
嗯，然后接下去呢，主就开始公开服事了，他就开始传这个天国的福音了。这就是四章马太福音的四章十七节里面讲的。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
嗯，从那时候，十七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Now, this gospel of the kingdom that was preached by the Lord Jesus, and his disciples, and John, it's not the same as the gospel that is preached today.
嗯，那主耶稣还有他的门徒还有施洗约翰他们所传的这个天国的福音啊，和我们今天所传的福音是不一样的。
The gospel of the kingdom is the good news that God is about to set up on earth a political and spiritual kingdom ruled over by the Lord Jesus as the son of David, the king of Israel.
那天国的福音是什么呢？天国福音是说神将要在这地上建立一个政治的以及属灵的这个国度，这个国度呢是由大卫的子孙耶稣基督来掌权治理的。
Whereas the gospel that is preached today is called the gospel of the grace of God.
嗯，但是我们今天传的福音呢是神的恩典的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom was for the Jew.
嗯，那天国的福音呢，是给犹太人的。
The gospel of the grace of God is for everyone.
嗯，那神恩典的福音呢，是给所有的人的。
And we enter into a spiritual kingdom through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, being born again by the Spirit.
嗯，那我们是。借着相信主耶稣基督从圣灵里从灵里重生因着我们的信心来进到这个属灵的国度里。
The gospel of the kingdom was something that was promised in the Old Testament by the Old Testament prophets over and over again.
嗯，那天国的这个福音呢，实际上是在旧约的时候被多个就是历史历代的先知一遍一遍的预言过的。
But the gospel of the grace of God.Was not seen in the Old Testament, is only intimated little glimpses perhaps of it, but the purpose of this present dispensation is that Christ would form a mystical body, which was a mystery in the Old Testament.
那我们今天这个神恩典的这个福音呢，在旧约里面呢是没有提到的，只能是偶尔瞥那么一眼呢，就是稍微看到那么一点点意思。那我们今天的这个神国的神恩典的福音呢，是在这现在这个时代建立一个奥秘的耶稣基督的身体，这个是旧约是隐藏的。
Now the gospel of the kingdom it was preached.Right up to the rejection and crucifixion of Jesus.
嗯，那天国的福音一直传到什么时候呢？就是传到这个犹太人拒绝主耶稣，把他钉在十字架上为止。
But after the resurrection of Christ and the coming of the Holy Spirit, throughout all this age, the gospel of the grace of God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
嗯，然后自从主耶稣基督复活以及圣灵降临以后呢，传的都是这个神恩典的福音了。这个福音就是凡相信耶稣基督的就得救。
And not only be saved, but be added to the body of Christ, a mystical body that was not seen in old times.
就是凡是相信耶稣基督的，不仅得救，而且被加在了这个耶稣基督的身体里面。这个身体呢，在旧约是一个隐藏的奥秘。
Now after the church is complete, the body of Christ, the last member has been added to the body of Christ, then Christ is coming for his own to take them to heaven.
嗯，那等到这个基督的身体啊，就是地上的教会，嗯，完全都成了以后，就是最后一个肢体加入到这个身体里以后呢，这个耶稣基督就会来把他的身体，把他的教会带走了。
And then after the church is gone, God then renews his relations with Israel.And the gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached during the last 7 years of Daniel's 70 weeks.
嗯，然后等到教会被提了以后呢，那神又重新开始处理以色列人的事情。那这个时候呢，天国的福音又开始传了，就是在但以理说的那个七十个七，就是最后的七年当中又来传这个天国的福音。
That time is known.As the time of Jacob's trouble, it's the great tribulation period.
那这个七年的阶段呢，我们都知道它叫雅各的受难日啊，就是大灾难的时期。
And at the end of that time, Israel will be purified. Then they will look on the one that they pierced, their king, and they're going to receive him at last.
嗯，那。经过这个大灾难呢，这个以色列人会被洁净，然后他们会仰望他们亲手所扎的那一位，然后他们会接受他们的王。
Now turn to chapter 5.
嗯，现在看马太福音的五章。
Chapters 5 and to 7.
嗯，五章到七章。
In these chapters, it's called the Sermon on the Mount, but really we might call it the principles of the kingdom because the Lord Jesus now puts forth the principles of the kingdom of his kingdom, how the world will be ruled when he comes again.
嗯，那五章七章呢，通常我们管它叫登山宝训，但实际上它的内容讲的呢，就是这个基督的国度的原则，就是当他再来统治全地的时候呢，这个国度是这个管理的原则，他掌权了以后，这个国度运行的一些原则是怎么样的。
Now notice a recurring phrase as you read this chapters 5 to 7, there's a reoccurring phrase.That you should take note of as you read. Verse 17, we find it for the first time.
在五章七章里面啊，如果你仔细读的话，你会注意有一个句子反复的出现。这个大家要注意的。第一次出现呢，就是在五章的第十七节。
And he says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill."For assuredly, and here's the phrase, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle will by any means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
十七十八两节，五章十七十八两节。莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，我实在告诉你们，这就是反复出现的那句话，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
You might say it's a code of laws, especially for Christ's earthly kingdom.
嗯，你可以说他这个就是在引用。法律啊的条文是在基督的这个国度的早期。
And again, that phrase, I say unto you, verse 22, but I say unto you.
我们再看二十二章啊，只是我告诉。
Verse 26. Assuredly, I say to you.
然后在二十六节也是，我实在告诉你。
Now we don't have time to go into them all tonight, but throughout that sermon, 14 times we read of the authority that he puts over and above expanding the very law of Moses that came from God on Mount Sinai.
哦，然后在这个登山宝训里面啊，就是我告诉你，我实在告诉你，这个句式呢反复出现了14次，所以这些话呢都是向我们彰显的主耶稣基督他的这个说话的这个权柄啊，实际上他是在拓展这个神在西乃山上给摩西颁的这个律法的这个范畴，他在拓展这个摩西的律法。
And so he concludes his message there in chapter 7 and verse 24.
那最后呢，他在这个马太福音的七章的24节呢，是给了一个总结，把他前面讲的这所有的话做了一个总结。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
24节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Now, even though these are going to be the laws of the kingdom, the rules, the principles of the kingdom, they have living principles and application, spiritual applications for us today.
那虽然呢，他讲的是这个弥赛亚这个将来要建立这个国度的形式原则，但是他的这些原则都能够应用在我们今天的生活当中。
And then in verse 28, we read, and when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
28节，7章28、29，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
So the king speaks with great authority.
所以这个王呢是有极大的权柄的。
And then in chapters 8 through 12, we see the king being accredited or the evidence of his authority by great power that he accomplishes.
所以五章到七章呢，这里面是显明的是主耶稣说话，这个王说话有很大的权柄。然后在八到十二章里面呢，就是主耶稣用他的这个行动，他的行为来证明他是有这个些权柄的，用神迹奇事来证明的。
These miracles that he performs to show that he has power over, first of all, over disease, demons, nature, over sin itself, and even over death.
那主耶稣基督在这几章里面行的这些神迹啊，显明他对很多东西都有权柄。首先是对疾病，然后呢是对那个叫什么对魔鬼，然后对邪灵，然后再对这个自然界就风啊雨啊什么的，然后他就对罪本身也有权柄，最后呢他对死亡也有权柄。
So turn to chapter 8.
我们现在翻到八章。
In verse 3, we read that he had power over diseases. He cured a leper.
八章的三节里面啊，就显明他是对疾病是有权柄的，因为他洁净了大麻风。
We read about the leper immediately. His leprosy was cleansed.
这节里面读到，第三节里读到，他大麻风立刻就洁净了，就离开他了。
And then in the same chapter, verses 5 to 13, we have the paralyzed servant.
然后在八章的这个五节到十三节里面啊，讲的就是这个瘫痪了的这个害瘫痪病的仆人。
And Jesus didn't even have to go to the man. He just spoke and he was healed from a distance.
而且在这个例子里面，耶稣甚至不用亲自到他那里去，他在隔空很远距离的一说话，他就好了。
Then in verses 14 and 15, we read about Peter's mother-in-law who had a quite a fever. She had a fever.
然后在八章的十四、十五节里面讲到是彼得的岳母，她发烧了，那主耶稣也医治了她。
And so the Lord Jesus has demonstrated his power by immediately healing all kinds of diseases. We read about the mute that had been cured, blind that he made to see, and so on.
主耶稣他对这个这些患病的人呢，他总是一下子立刻就治好他们的病。我们读到他使哑巴能够说话，能够使瞎子能够看见等等。
In chapter 8 verse 32 we read about his power, authority over spirits and demons, verse 32.
然后我们再看这个八章的三十二节，这一节告诉我们主耶稣是对这个鬼魔啊，都是有这个权柄的。
He cast out the spirits of that demoniac, a legion of spirits.
然后他把一个叫群的这个一大群的这个鬼啊都赶出去了。
Then in verse 26 we see his power. Verse 26, we see his power over nature, where he stills the wind and the waves.
然后我们在同一章，还是八章的二十六节，我们可以看到主耶稣基督啊，平风，斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。可以看到他对自然界也有权柄。
And then in chapter 9, verse 6, we read that the king has power to forgive sins on earth.
然后在九章的这个六节里面看到，主耶稣对罪有权柄，他是有赦罪的权柄的。
Now we must remember that the Lord Jesus was going to the cross to pay for those sins. He knew that. And in advance, he could forgive sins because in the future, he was going to die for those very sins.
所以我们要记得主耶稣基督将来是要上十字架的，他知道他自己将来要上十字架，为所有人的罪付上代价，所以他在这里可以提前的告诉这个人说你的罪赦免了，因为他知道他会为他付上代价的。
Then in chapter 9 verse 25 he raises a little girl from the dead.
然后九章的二十五节呢，这个里面讲那个故事就是他使一个小女孩死里复活了。
The little girl was dead, and he took her by the hand and raised her up.
那这个小女孩的闺女已经死了，然后主就拉着她的手，这个小女孩就复活了。
And so the Lord Jesus, or the King, the great King, demonstrates his great authority by word and by works.
所以这个伟大的王啊，耶稣基督，他用他的话语和用他的行动来证明他有极大的权柄。
But there is increasing opposition to him.
但同时呢，这个反对他的这个势力啊，也开始日渐增长了。
John says he came to his own, but his own did not receive him.
在约翰福音里面说，他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。
And so we read that there were warnings now. The Lord warns his disciples when he sends them out in chapter 10 and verse 1.
所以在第十章里面，主差遣他的门徒出去的时候，主就警告了他的门徒。我们可以看到十章一节啊。耶稣开始差遣门徒了。
So he sends his twelve disciples out. When he had called his twelve disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. So he delegates his authority to that twelve.
十章一节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。那主耶稣呢，就把他的这个权柄啊，现在授权给了这十二个门徒。
But he knows that there is a growing opposition to him by the envy of the Pharisees and scribes who hold the power over the nation in their hands.
但是同时主耶稣也知道在那些撒都该人、法利赛人还有文士那里啊，因为他们是掌握这个国家的权柄的，所以他们出于嫉妒呢，对主耶稣基督的这个抵挡啊，反对也日益增长。
And he says in verse 16, Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in the synagogues. You'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them, to the Gentiles, and so on.
好，我们看十章的从十六节开始啊。我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们，并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证，等等等等。
And in verse 34, we read the Lord Jesus says, "Do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword."
然后在34节还是十章34节他说你们不要想我来是叫地上太平我来并不是叫地上太平乃是叫地上动刀兵
Oh, the nation wanted a kingdom but they wanted it on their terms
所以这个以色列民呢想要一个王国属于他们自己王国但是他要按照他们的方式来建立这样一个王国
But remember John the Baptist and the gospel of the kingdom, the very first word is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以还记得施洗约翰在传天国的福音里面，他第一句话说的就是，天国近了，你们要悔改。
There's a lot of people today that would like the benefits of salvation, but they don't want to submit their lives to Christ.
那今天也是一样很多人呢他想要这个救恩的好处但是呢他却不愿意把自己呢的生命交给基督。
As long as there's some, it can improve their lives without changing them, they're willing to accept it. As long as the gospel will improve their lives without them having to change, they will accept it.
那只要这个福音啊如果说他们的生命不需要改变的话他们就愿意接受这样的福音。
A lot of people like religion because it gives them good standing in their neighborhood.
有很多人喜欢宗教因为他们觉得宗教呢会使他们在周围的人呢邻居当中比较的时候呢他们显得很优越很突出。
It might improve their prospect in business.
也可能是对他们做生意有好处。
But to turn and become a slave of Jesus Christ in order to obtain eternal salvation, then people will not accept that. Many won't.
但如果说你要得着永生呢，你要降服在耶稣基督之下，做他的这个仆人呢，那他们一听这话，他们就不要了。
The Lord said.Except you become like little children, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣说，除非你们回转成孩子的样式，否则你们不能进神的国。
The proud Pharisee would not go down on his knees before this humble teacher from Galilee.
那些骄傲的法利赛人啊，他们才不会像这个从拿撒勒来的这个不起眼的谦卑的教师屈膝的。
The great king sent from heaven came as a humble carpenter and as a rural teacher with no beauty that anybody should really think of him as being something special when you viewed him from the outside.
这伟大的王啊他从天上来啊他把自己放在一个谦卑的拿撒勒人的木匠的这个身份上他是一个谦卑的这个乡村的教师啊他也没有家型美容让人们一看就知道他是就能认出他是一个什么特殊的人物没有的他非常的普通。
And then we see the forerunner himself. He's imprisoned, John the Baptist, chapter 11 and verse 2.
然后我们看这个十一章啊这个主耶稣基督的先锋施洗约翰他现在被关到了牢里。
What is happening? The kingdom that the king has come to offer with full accreditation is being refused and everybody is turning against him.
那现在发生了什么呢就是主耶稣基督来到这个伟大的王啊来到这个以色列民当中他用他所有的事迹啊这个神迹来显明他的这个身份他的权柄的时候人们却拒绝了他。
First of all, the leaders, the kings and the Pharisees and the ruling councils, they turn against him.
那首先呢，是这些在国家里当领袖的，做王的，宗教的领袖，法利赛人、撒都该人、文士等等，这些人拒绝他。
So in chapter 11 and verse 20, we read that in the cities of Galilee where he had done all his most greatest miracles, they didn't repent.
我们看这个11章的20节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改。
They came out to see the miracles being done, but it was like a circus for them.
他们出来愿意看这些神迹啊，但是他们的心态就像看马戏一样。
They were not ready to receive the spiritual kingdom that was demanded of them.
但是他们没有做好准备啊，去接受那个属灵的国度啊。
And so in chapters 13 to chapter 20, we see an entirely new condition of things.
然后从13章啊到整个到20章啊，讲的是一个新的变化了，新的状态。
The Pharisees, they're looking for a way to destroy him.
因为这个法利赛人呢，他们想要杀害耶稣。
The way that the Pharisees explain his miracles is says that he has done it by Beelzebub, by the devil himself.
那法利赛人用他们的方式，用一个他们的这个理由来解释主耶稣基督行的这些神迹啊。他们说主耶稣是靠别西卜，就是靠鬼王赶鬼的。
So the nation really has rejected their king.
所以这个以色列作为一个国家的整体呢，他们是拒绝了他们的王。
So there's going to be a new condition now. Instead of preaching in the open, now he begins to preach in parables.
所以呢，一个新的这个时代就是一个状态呢，就开始了。主耶稣基督现在不再公开讲道了，他是开始用这个比喻来讲道了。
And his disciples asked him, "Why are you now speaking in parables?"
然后他的门徒都问他说，主啊，你现在为什么要讲比喻了呢？
That when he preached the principles of the kingdom, there weren't the parables then. There were examples and metaphors, but not parables.
那主耶稣讲到这个天国的时候，他用了很多例子，但这些例子并不是比喻。
So the disciples in chapter 13, verse 10 and 11, they ask him and he answers them.
13章的十节，门徒来问耶稣为什么讲话用比喻，然后主也回答了他们。
And the disciples, it says, came to said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said to them, "Because it's been given to you, that is the disciples, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, it has not been given."
13章的十节十一节，门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，你们就是门徒们，不叫他们知道。
And so this new condition now, it will prevail until it continued right till after the rejected king returned to heaven and until he comes again.
所以这个整个这个新的这个状态啊，从这个时候一直要持续到什么时候呢？持续到主基督再来的时候。
So the kingdom of heaven is seen now in a mystery form.
也就是说这个天国现在是以一种奥秘的形态存在的。
And we see that in the parables explained.
然后我们看它是通过很多的比喻来解释的。
And then we have to continue on quickly because our time is going fast. In chapters 20, that continues right up to chapter 20. And then chapter 21, 22, and 23, we have the Lord's setting aside the nation of Israel for their unbelief.
那我们在我们要讲快一点了。我们在这个马太的刚才这个状态一直持续了20章，从21章到23章啊，讲的是主把这个以色列这个民族就放在了一边。
And that we see the clearest picture in chapter 21, verses 33 down to verse 44.
那这个场景呢是非常清楚的显明在这个21章的33节。
You can read it at your leisure. Really, it is a story about this landowner who plants a vineyard and leases out the two vine dressers. Who, when they see the heir, the son, come, they kill him. And it's a picture, of course, the picture of the Lord Jesus. They wanted to keep their own nation, their own vineyard that was really God's. And when this king came, they killed him.
所以大家可以自己有空的时候读这个故事啊，就是原户的这个比喻，就是21章33节，一直到这个44节这里啊，这里面就是讲有一个家主，他栽了一个葡萄园，然后他挖了压酒池，然后他就租给原户，自己就走了。 然后他最后呢，他把这个原主他的这个儿子派到他们这里来，然后结果他们把儿子杀了。那就是这个儿子就是主耶稣基督，也就是说这些宗教的领袖啊，他们想把这个以色列国掌握在自己的手里，但其实这个国呢是属于神的。And
in verse 43, there the Lord Jesus makes a prediction, a prophecy. That the nation of Israel is going to be set aside. He says it there in verse 43. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation. That is, the nation would be the church, that body of Christ, and it will bear the fruits of it.
那我们再看这个21章的这个43节啊，这是主耶稣给出的一个预言。他说：“所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。这结果子的百姓呢，就是指教会。”So
God's earthly people, the Jews, they're going to be set to one side because they refused to receive their king.
所以神在地上的子民呢，就是以色列民呢，他们因为拒绝了他们的王，所以就被神呢暂时搁置在一边了。And
remember, he had come to them in exact fulfillment of their own scriptures.
所以还记得主耶稣来到这个以色列民当中啊，是完全应验了旧约的预言的。
So then in chapters 24 and 25, these two chapters, they have to do with the second coming of Christ after the church age. This is all of Israel in these two chapters, a prediction mainly of the tribulation period.
然后我们就看这个24章和25这两章啊，这两章讲的全部都是当这个教会时代结束以后，要发生的事情，是就是主要讲的就是大灾难时期，发生在以色列身上的事情。These
chapters, we can get some lessons from them, but they are not for the church.
我们可以从这两章里面学到一些教导，但是呢，这两章主要不是写给教会的。Then
in chapters 26 to 28, we have the death, resurrection of the Lord, of the King.
然后我们看这个最后三章26、27、28呢，讲的就是主耶稣基督的死、埋葬和复活了。
One of the concerns that Pilate had, who was the representative of the highest representatives of the highest authority on earth, representing Rome, he was concerned about one question.
比拉多就作为这个当时这世界最高权柄的代表，就是这个罗马皇帝的这个代表比拉多，他当时呢关心的是一个问题。
We read in chapter 27, verse 11.
那就是在27章的11节。
Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him this one question: Are you the king of the Jews?
我们看这十一节啊，有耶稣站在巡抚，就是比拉多面前，巡抚问他说，这就是巡抚关心的问题，他说你是犹太人的王吗？
He said, "It is as you say."
耶稣说你说的是。
Now he had also spoken to Pilate and said, "My kingdom isn't from this world. I am a king." And Pilate understood that his kingdom was not of this world, and he was no threat to the authority of Rome.
然后其实比拉多也明白，主耶稣基督的确是王，但是他的国呢不在地上，所以比拉多心里知道这个耶稣虽然是王，但是不会对罗马的这个王权产生威胁。
And he wanted to let Jesus go.
所以呢，他想把耶稣放掉。
But the Jews insisted.
但是这个犹太人不同意，抵挡。
And so when he was put on the cross, Pilate wrote his accusation above him.
然后等到主耶稣钉十字架的时候呢，比拉多就在他的十字架上面钉了一个他的罪名。
In other words, criminals would have posted above their heads the purpose for which they were suffering death, and their accusation was written above their heads.
那当时每一个罪犯他被钉十字架的时候呢，他的头顶上啊都要钉一个牌子，上面写清楚他为什么。因为他做了什么而承受这样死亡的这个刑罚。
And the notice that was put over Jesus' head was recorded in verse 37 of chapter 27. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
那我们注意看主耶稣基督的罪状写的是什么呢？这就是马太的27章的37节里写的。在他头以上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
What kind of, that's not an accusation at all.
那这根本不是一个罪名，不是吗？
That's a bold statement.
这是一个大胆的宣告呀。
The Jews were crucifying or having their king crucified.
也就是说，犹太人把他们自己的王给钉在十字架上了。
So the chief priest went to Pilate and said, "Don't put it that."Write that he said he was the king of the Jews.
所以大祭司找到比拉多说，你别这样写，你要写他说他是犹太人的王。
And Pilate said, "No, what I've written, I have written."
然后比拉多说，不，我写的就已经写上了，不改了。
And there above the head of the suffering Savior was the title that was put there. This is Jesus.The King of the Jews. He was crucified for the nation, but he was also crucified for you and for me.
所以在这受难的救主的头顶上啊，其实是给他了一个一个抬头，一个头衔呢。这个头衔就是犹太人的王。所以他在为犹太人受苦，也在为你和我受苦。
John the Baptist, years before, when he first began his ministry.Saw him and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
所以施洗约翰在主耶稣还没有公开讲道之前呢，他看到主耶稣基督走过来，就是说神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Yes, he was the King of Israel.
那他也是犹太人的王啊。
He was also the Lord of Glory.
那他也是荣耀的。
And he took the lowest place and died.A terrible death for you and for me.
但他却站在了最谦卑的位置上，用这个最可怕的这个方式为你和我死去。
But later, he rose victoriously from the dead.
但是三天后他胜利的从死里复活了。
And he gave a commission to his disciples to go into all the world and to preach the good news.Of the gospel of the grace of God to every nation.
他复活以后呢，他给他的门徒一个大使命，就让他们到全地区啊，就传讲这个神恩典的这个福音啊。
It's our great privilege to minister that great gospel of the great king. And someday, the king is going to come, but we, his bride, are going to come with him.
所以这是我们极大的一个荣幸啊，能够传讲这个伟大的王的荣耀的福音啊。有一天我们的王还会再回来，他会把我们教会，就是他的新娘带去和他在一起。
Be sure that you have availed yourself of his great grace and his death on your behalf.
嗯，你一定要确保啊，你要把他的这个恩典和他的这个死的这个益处啊，用在你自己的身上，你要得着这个益处啊。
Mr. Summers, please.
Amen. We're very, very happy that Jesus Christ is King. We would be distressed or any other King. We rejoice that He is King.
对我们非常的高兴啊，耶稣基督是我们的王。如果换做别人做我们的王的话，我们就会很难过了。但是耶稣是我们的王，我们就非常的喜乐。
Well, let's pray now as we finish our time together. Let's ask the Lord to bless us.
那我们就一起祷告。我们结束的时候求主来祝福我们。
Lord, we want to thank you, among other things, for the clarity of your presentation of the King.
主啊，我们有很多事情要感谢您。我们今天特别的感谢您，就是清清楚楚的把您是王这件事情告诉我们。
Matthew's message was very clear. Jesus Christ is the King.
马太福音的信息非常的清楚，耶稣基督是王。
It's true that he was sent to be king. It's true that he has and had every right to be king.
他被派下来做王是真的，然后他也有足够的这个权利，就是有资格做王，也是真的。
It's also true that though he was rejected as king, he rose again from the dead, and therefore he must be king. He will be king.
那虽然以色列人拒绝他做他们的王，但是因为他从死里复活了，所以他必须得是王，而且他一定会是王。
Lord, how foolish anyone would be to say, he will not be my king, he is king.
耶稣基督是王，那如果有人说我不愿意让他成为我自己的王，这个人该是多么愚蠢啊。
And just as the psalmist said, it's a fool who has said in his heart, there is no God. So it is a fool who would say, Jesus will not be my king.
就像是箴言里面说的，愚妄人心里说没有神，所以如果我们心里说我不想让耶稣做我的王，那也是愚蠢的。
And so, Lord, we're thankful that you made this message so clear in the Gospel of Matthew for us. We say thank you.
主，我们真的感谢你，我们说谢谢你，您在马太福音里把这个信息这么清楚的告诉我们。
Now, Lord, our prayer is that you will help us, each one, as we would attempt to establish the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ right in our own hearts.
我就求你帮助我们，当我们每个人都想努力的把主耶稣基督的国度建立在我自己心里的时候，求你帮助我们。
And Lord, help us also to tell others the wonderful news that Jesus Christ is King and He is willing to be our King and to bring us all the blessings of that kingdom.
主耶，求你帮助我们，让我们把我们告也告诉别人耶稣基督是王，而且他很愿意做我们的王，他也要把他的国度里所有的祝福赐给我们。
So we give thanks now and commit ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our King.
主，我们感谢你，也把我们自己交在你的手里，是奉我们的主我们的王耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.